Welcome to Outlandish Voices, the podcast, made possible by Vox FM. I'm your host, Laura Gooden. Today's story is Crossfire, written and read by Alan Baxter.
What do you mean, dead? You're dead. Actually dead. No longer living. Correct. Well, who the hell are you, then? Well, death, obviously. There was a long pause. Obviously. What happened? You flew your fighter into a bit of crossfire, that's all. Darren's eyes widened. Incredulity and anger. That's all? That's all? I'm standing here dead. Death shrugged. What do you want from me? Sympathy? It was pretty much your fault, after all. You should look where you're going. It was a battle over Regnellius Prime, something like 3,000 fighters, dozens of battlecruisers. We even had 2 dreadnoughts there. It's not really just a case of looking where you're going. Death shrugged again. There you are, then. If it's any consolation, a couple of 100 fighters from both sides have gone down in crossfire. It's not like you're the only idiot in the fleet or anything. Death looked up, staring into nothing for a moment. There go 2 more, he said with a smile. Darren looked around himself, soft, silvery emptiness. Everywhere seemed to be nothing but pearlescent luminescence. He crouched to feel whatever it was that he stood on, but felt nothing. He waved one hand under his foot, thin air. He could feel the sole of his flight boot with his fingertips. Don't try to figure it out. It doesn't really follow any laws of physics that you're used to. Death sounded almost bored. Darren stood up, looked Death up and down. He appeared to be a pretty normal-looking young human male, maybe mid-30s, close-cropped dark hair, long black leather coat. You don't look much like Death, Darren ventured. Death put his hands into the pockets of his coat, flapped the leather a couple of times. Not even this. I thought it was quite gothic. Isn't Death supposed to be a skeleton in a long cowled robe, carrying a scythe? Well, it's a bit old-fashioned, isn't it? Is it? Well, of course. Besides, after all this time, I would have thought you humans would have got around your self-centred attitude to everything. How would a human skeleton in a cowl carrying a scythe be perceived by a Regnellian, then? Or a Parexian? Darren nodded. I suppose. I guess I kind of thought they'd have their own death, like a see-through Regnellian exoskeleton, perhaps. You know, we see bones with no flesh on, so maybe they'd have their exoskeleton, but it would be clear, like, and they'd see there was nothing inside. Darren tailed off at Death's raised eyebrow. Well, excuse me, he spat. I have just died, after all. How does you, looking like that, make a Regnellian feel, then? Death sighed. It's different for everyone. That's my point. Is it? You want me to change how I look for you? No, I don't. Because I can, if you like. No, it's fine. If you want, I could be a see-through exoskeleton. No, I don't want you to be a see-through bloody exoskeleton. They stood in silence for a while. Death kept his hands in the pockets of his leather coat, gently flapping it from time to time. Darren stared around himself, trying to take a few deep breaths and come to terms with the sudden change in direction his life had taken. A complete about-face, in fact, to the polar opposite of life. So what now? He asked, eventually. Death was looking into the distance, eyes narrowed. Ooh, close one! He grinned broadly. Darren cleared his throat. Hmm? Oh, sorry. One of your dreadnoughts just bounced off the Atmo of Regnellius, trying to outmaneuver a squad of Regnellian war slabs, nearly stacked into a planet. He grinned again, looking slightly impish. You enjoying this? Darren asked. Definitely. Come on, a pitched interplanetary war. We haven't seen something like this for decades. We? Death paused. It's complicated, he conceded. Darren found himself strangely unmoved. Certainly he'd been very surprised and angry in the first few seconds, but now he found himself standing in a big silver cloud, chatting casually with Death. And, he had to be honest with himself, even Death wasn't really very scary. He was more like a mate that was paying more attention to the ball game on the hollow while he tried to talk to him. Complicated, Darren said quietly, largely to himself. Turn around! Turn around! Darren jumped at Death's outburst. He spun around, looking everywhere, seeing nothing but opalescent emptiness. Oh, sorry, said Death sheepishly. Not you. Not me. There's quite a dogfight going on around Regnellius Prime's second moon, Death explained. Darren raised an eyebrow. 2 battlecruisers and about 6 platoons of X-1 fighters from your lot are engaged with 4 Regnellian war slabs. The slabs keep changing formation while your fighters try to overwhelm them with numbers. Darren's other eyebrow raised. One of the slabs managed to get around one of your battlecruisers, but he really needed to turn around. Darren shook his head. Did he? No. All 680 personnel dead instantly. Darren nodded, lips pursed. I don't really care, you know. Death shrugged. I mean, I can understand all this mass death is like a mega party for you. Really, I can see where you're coming from there. If you're death, then a massive interplanetary war certainly ranks better than some fat old Magnethian falling off his grav bike in the country somewhere. But in all honesty, I don't care. Death nodded. He looked a bit like a schoolboy getting a dressing down from the headmaster. Sorry about that, he mumbled. Darren felt a bit mean all of a sudden. Well, I don't mean to ruin your fun. It's all right, really. No, seriously, I mean, there are hundreds dying out there every minute.
Thousands.
Right, so why waste your time here with me? Death looked into Darren's eyes for a moment and then... Well, I'm not just here with you, obviously. No? Well, no, I'm everywhere. I'm Death. Darren nodded, large, thoughtful nods. Right, Death. Of course. Death made a rueful face. But you are sort of bringing me down a bit. Both Darren's eyebrows shot up like startled meerkats. I'm bringing you down a bit. Death's expression became just slightly apologetic. Yes, a bit. Darren clasped both hands behind his head in exasperation. I'm bloody dead. I've just been killed through my own incompetence in a battle that could have led me to heroic glory, and I'm standing here in nothing with you in your gothic coat, and I'm bringing you down a bit. Death looked down between his feet. A bit, yeah. Darren made a sound of anger and disgust and strode off, deliberately shouldering past Death as he went. He took long, purposeful strides, furious with everything about his predicament. He was dead. Simple as that. He was an average fighter pilot at best, but he'd done the training, flown the sims. In flight school, he had a pretty solid record of kills, a decent kills-to-death ratio. He'd earned his way into a good squad on the Ares, and he was proud to enter the fray with his wing today. But his first time in real combat and all that training, all those sim kills, counted for nothing. They'd worked together today, his wing. They'd followed formations and set pieces, just like training, and even pulled off a couple of bits of individual intuitive genius. The battle was going well. But regardless of his kills-to-death ratio in training, it only took one death in real life, and that was that. One mistake, and it was all over. He'd taken out 3 Regnellian arrow shots, one of them in a truly memorable dogfight, before he'd manoeuvred himself dead. That was a 3-to-1 kill-to-death ratio. Not nearly as good as training. But he'd strafed a war slab twice as well. He was pretty convinced that he'd taken out at least 1, if not 2, of the war slab's ion cannons on his second pass. Not a bad effort, really. Darren jumped, startled to see Death strolling alongside him, hands still deep in his coat pockets. Darren looked back the way he'd come, but it was just the same as where he stood now. Death stood beside him, smiling apologetically. I can't really storm off, can I? Darren asked. Death shook his head gently. No. They stood in silence for a few moments. I suppose it's not a bad effort, really, Darren said eventually, in the grand scheme of things. 3 Regnellian arrow shots and 2 iron cannons, Death said jovially. You should be proud of that, I suppose. And you had a few assists in there too, really? Oh yes, Death pulled his hands free and clapped them together. You tucked in behind Josta when he had that bogey on his tail and led the arrow shot away. Josta wing-tipped and took him out with a single volley. Well, that's a set play. That's Josta's kill. Yes, but he couldn't have pulled it off without you. You did it together. Darren nodded. Well, I suppose so. How's Josta doing? Dead. Ah. There was silence for a moment longer. Is he being a pain too? Everyone's a pain in one way or another. Darren nodded, lost in thought. Sorry to bring you down, he said after a while. Death patted him on the shoulder. It's all right. So, what now? Ooh, big kill to the humans. Darren perked up instantly. Really? What happened? Great manoeuvre. 2 battlecruisers shielded a fighter fleet, then broke and led 2 war slabs to collide, trying to avoid your Axe-1s. Oh, that was some clever flying. Darren nodded, smiling broadly. Sounds like the Baklavia gambit. Classic large vessel set play. He rubbed his hands together. Yep, I bet that was a Baklavia. You want to see? See? Can I? Death grinned and sat down. He didn't sit on anything, just assumed a sitting position. Sure, why not? He gestured to nothing beside himself. Warily, Darren moved next to Death and slowly sank into a chair he could only imagine. Sure enough, he felt himself supported. Quite comfortable, too. I'm not supposed to be doing something else, he ventured quietly. Death raised both his hands. Well, sort of. But wouldn't you like to see the battle first? It's a doozy. He made a gesture through the air before him and the enormity of space opened out in front of them. Darren's stomach lifted and his head spun. They were suspended in the vacuum several thousand kilometres above the surface of Regnellius Prime. 2 moons loomed to the left, hundreds of vessels of varying size crisscrossed the blackness, energy weapon discharge burning silently through the airless cold. Axe-1s and arrow shots, battlecruisers and war slabs pitched, yawed and rolled. Incandescent explosions flared and died as lives were lost and heroes were made. Darren took a deep breath, sat back in his chair of nothing, relaxing, transfixed by the scene before him. Amazing, he breathed. Death smiled. Best seat in the house, eh? Darren watched an Axe-1 bank and cut back towards a war slab, aiming to strafe it from back to front. He also saw the two arrow shots cutting around to pick up the fighters already past the slab. Darren pointed frantically. Shit, look out for the crossfire! The Axe-1 bloomed into a flash of flames and wreckage and was gone. Darren looked at Death, his mouth agape. Death shrugged and held out a frosty bottle for him. Beer?
That was Crossfire, written and read by Alan Baxter. Find out more about Alan at www.alanbaxteronline.com. Thank you for listening to Outlandish Voices, the podcast, made possible by Vox FM. This podcast was produced by Laura Gooden. Original music by Houston Dunleavy. Find us on Facebook. Search for Outlandish Voices, the podcast. See you next time.